My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, God. What's the breaking news?
We have another NFL trade on this Tuesday, and it involves your Houston Texans, people. Perk them ears up. This is coming from Tom Pelissero, the latest. Another trade. The Texans are sending running back Cam Akers to the Vikings, sources say. Houston gets a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for Akers and a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick. It's a reunion for Akers in Minnesota. They also traded for him last season. So Cam Akers, the running back we barely knew in H-Town, is on the move to the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so Cam Akers, who many people thought was going to be... I got to get your thoughts. Luke's perplexed right now. Cam Akers, and this is an interesting move. Cam Akers, a guy that many people thought was the number two back coming out of camp, that clearly was not the case for them. He didn't dress the first week when Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon were healthy. This is a little odd to me, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but hell, I mean, you just got these dudes back. This is an interesting move. You've got two running backs who are injury prone, who have had injuries this year. Both of them missed four weeks for Damian Pierce, 3.5 weeks for Joe Mixon, and you trade, which at least to me I would think is the third back, in Cam Akers. Although they did give Dare Ogunbowale 15 carries when it was those two in that Buffalo game, so maybe that is the case. I think it is. It's interesting. If you're just jumping in, I'll get your thoughts on this here, Luke. Coming from Tom Pelissero, as Tyler just broke in with, Houston gets a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for running back Cam Akers and a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick, so nothing for Cam Akers. Yeah. As they trade him to Minnesota. Interesting decision.
Yeah, I don't get it from either side. I mean, the Vikings had him last year. They just let him walk, and now they're going to trade for him? Like, I don't get that move.
I know Aaron Jones had been injured,
right?
So maybe they're getting some...
Which was my thought, but then Tom followed up and said this is not a reflection of any injury concerns with Aaron Jones, who could play Sunday. It's just another quality running back who knows the system, going back to his days with Kevin O'Connell in L.A., was the second tweet from Tom. So that was my first thought. Oh, Aaron Jones must be hurt. But now they're saying maybe he is. Maybe it's a Christian Harris situation. Who knows? So I don't get it from the Vikings perspective. You had him. You let him walk. Now you trade. And I don't get it from the Texans perspective, because what you just laid out, it seemed clear the way that this season unfolded that they just weren't as high on Cam Akers as I think all the fans were, and maybe even a lot of people at this station. I know there was a whole Cam Akers versus Dameon Pierce argument, and I've always been a Dameon Pierce defender and supporter on these airwaves included. But yeah, even like you said, I mean, when they had the chance, when he had a chance to go be the star, and they gave his touches to somebody else. So I guess this is just a case where they're not as high on Cam, but you got nothing for him. And I don't know if you have a surplus in the running back room. Like you said, you have injury concerns. Joe Mixon's an older running back who's had some issues. Dameon Pierce has been banged up this year, obviously. We were just talking before the breaking news about the importance of the run game, especially if those two guys aren't around. So I just find it odd from both sides. I don't get why the Vikings would trade for him after letting him walk. And for the Texans, I don't view the running back position as like, oh, we have too many assets here. We might as well just give one away, because that's what they did. A conditional six, a conditional seven, that's nothing. You just gave him away. And I don't really get it, because he's looked good in his time with the Texans. And also, I just think you need as many running backs right now at this moment as you can get.
Text line, solid trade, got free picks for player that is replaceable. I wouldn't call either back injury prone, man. That's not the case. They both got hurt, but not injury prone. I mean, I just season one for Dameon Pierce was cut short because he missed like the final six or seven games of the year with an injury. Last year he had some injuries that he missed games from, and this year he's missed four of the six ball games this year. Joe Mixon, he's been hurt multiple times this year.
Yeah, right.
In training camp and now. Joe Mixon has a season where he missed 10 games. When he was with Cincinnati, he missed two or three games before, and he's a guy that's coming off of missing the last several weeks. So, to me, it's just however you want to call it. If you don't want to call that injury prone, whatever. I don't care. These are guys that have been injured multiple times and been injured this year. And now behind that is, because what British Brooks is on IR, behind that is Dare Ogunbowale. So hopefully what this means is they feel very, very comfortable with the hamstring and the ankle of those two, in which they don't think anything will happen or anything will be needed with Cam Akers. But we'll see there. So that's a move there. The Texans get potentially a 6th and 7th round pick for Cam Akers as he goes back to the Vikings. So interesting move there for the Texans as they move on with Dare Ogunbowale. As you said, man, they gave him 15 touches, 15 carries, 21 touches in that game against Buffalo, and they feel good about it. So
yeah,
interesting move.
As they say, you don't have to listen to the words when you can see the actions. And the actions really have all year have been that they're just not as high on Cam Akers as some other guys in that room, or like I said, as a lot
or
of fans.
Yeah,
or even media members have been. And look, they see these guys every day. They know them better than we do. So I think there's just something that...
Clearly, they never viewed him as the number two back.
Nah.
Never. They didn't dress him week one. They did not view him as that. That spoke a lot. So maybe John Metchie's next. Coming up, Jerry Jones. There is more with Jerry Jones. And maybe Jerry, you thought Jerry had some time to take a deep breath after he tried to get somebody fired. Take a deep breath, and maybe, you know, he's thought it over, and he's kind of feeling different after, maybe this was just in the heat of the moment. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.